kwazi mbure Zimbabwe ndino mkamishira mshonga chedu cheve chipiki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Michael Hove. Welcome mbure Zimbabwe mtaka zomuhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Now mtaka zomuhle, usually I like to say hi, we're coming to you live from Studio 7 Voice of America. Kodwa umkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus is very jealous, so because of that thina sisebenza sekhaya. I'm coming to you from my home in Washington DC. Kunjalo nje usenjalo mthoka komuhle, chirongwa chinoendera mberi. Nhasi muchirongwa chikubatsa nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. Tonight on The Connection we continue the discussion on a coronavirus COVID-19. Now when we're talking global numbers muri Zimbabwe mthoka komuhle, So far, the coronavirus has taken over 120,000 lives worldwide. Ngiyaphinda njalo, 120,000, over 120,000 lives and counting. By the time we go on air, I'm sure the numbers would have increased. As we speak, over 1,900,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, this number has increased from last week, where it was 1,300,000. The number has increased by over 600,000 people. Now, if we look at local kwenzakalayo in Zimbabwe, as we speak, sokulabantu abayi 17 abalomkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus. 17 people so far have tested positive for COVID-19. The last time we spoke last week, we only had 10. Now, as for the number of people who have passed on due to coronavirus, that number fortunately has not changed. It is still 3 people. Now, yesterday, the Ministry of Information, nine of 17 people are under the age of 35. Now, the Ministry of Health, via their Twitter page, their Facebook page, and other mediums also highlights, when we're talking about the numbers of abantu that have been tested so far for coronavirus, 604, and I'm reading officially off their Twitter page, 604 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 587 people have tested negative, and 17 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Of those 17, 3 have died due to coronavirus. Now, if you're wondering, all this is happening and what exactly is government up to? Government has been up to a lot of things when we're talking about the fight against coronavirus. Yesterday, it is where Nick Mangwana of the Ministry of Information, 30 people flew into Zimbabwe on Ethiopian Airlines. All of them are going to be compulsory quarantined. So let's head over to Dr. Prosper Chonzi of the Harare City Council. What's going on with these 30 people and what's the procedure forward from there forth? Dr. Prosper Chonzi.
So the procedure is when they arrive at our airport, we are supposed to make sure that they are quarantined. This is compulsory quarantining. So they will go to one of our isolation facilities. At the moment, there's a facility that has been identified in Mashonaland and West. So before they go there, they pass through Wilkins Hospital for screening. But not just for screening where you use the thermal scanner. We actually do the PCR test. So we'll have, for them, they'll get the swabs done. Those that are symptomatic will be detained at Wilkins until we get the result. The rest, if they're okay, we'll take the specimens and allow them to go to the quarantine center. Those that are symptomatic will remain with us so that we get the result. If it is positive, then of course they are positive, they are confirmed. We have to deal with them the same way we deal with the positive patients. If they are symptomatic, we'll manage their symptoms.
All right, you just heard there from Dr. Prosper Chonzi of the Harare City Council. Now, that footage there that you were watching is courtesy of the Ministry of Health Facebook page. Over the weekend, sibone njalo Minister of Health, Dr. Obadiah Moyo, and I recently toured Parinyatwa Hospital. Now, Parinyatwa Hospital has set aside a designated area for what they're calling an isolation center for umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. So as we continue, lokho kushiwo ngu-Dr. Obadiah Moyo lapho he was basically breaking down ichasisa ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo eParamyatwa Hospital. Now let's head over to our Minister of Health, u-Dr. Obadiah Moyo.
I was invited here by Parinyato Hospital Management to come and see their plan for converting part of Parinyato Hospital into corona isolation treatment. As a Ministry of Health, we have advised all health institutions across the country to identify areas where they can also place people with coronavirus disease. So this is happening countrywide, you know, in the provinces. You know, some provinces have identified 2-3 rooms. You know, and some have come up with makeshift arrangements. You know, here at Pari, they've decided to demarcate. So they were just showing us the demarcation, you know, the areas that they want to utilize.
Hey, you just heard there from Dr. Obadiah Moyo Lingaphofinjalo. This footage was courtesy of the Ministry of Health Facebook page. Yeah. Sakanjiyo nye tina yu nasi nchirongwa muri ya Zimbabwe chiwereche coronavirus chunjirukufamba zwakana kaere munyika. As we speak, we're broadcasting on a radio on 909 medium wave frequency sipo zwakare pa 4930 6040 nepa 15460 kilohertz. I must remind you muri ya Zimbabwe chirongwa ichi is pre-recorded, so unfortunately you will not be able to join us mchirongwa chaduchere chidiki sema zwa oste. Jisine, mnukwani sa usitumira maondre yu pa WhatsApp number yu pa number to letter +1 202 465 0318. Number is a carry +1 202 465 0318. Makachira chromachi chelechi inki. We send a big connection, Lilami on my call. Zimbabwe. Now let's head over to our medical experts who are going to be breaking down what exactly is going on and everything they've seen. Joining us is Dr. Tinotse Ndasinemeza. He's a medical practitioner. He's going to be breaking down his opinion on everything that's going on. Doc, welcome to the program. How are you doing? How are things looking?
I'm doing well, thanks, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just the quarantine, staying home. I miss the people. But besides that, I'm alive and blessed. So thank you so much for taking time out to join us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Now, Doc, let's dive into everything that's happening in Munyika. Coronavirus. Last week, the last time I was here on air, it was 10 people. This week, 7 days later, 17 people. Of those 17 people, 9 are under the age of 35. My first question is, usually we talk about, when we talk about coronavirus, everyone is at risk. However, is there a relationship between this, when we're talking to somehow, over 50% are under the age of 35. Is this just coincidental, or is there a relationship here?
That's an interesting question. I think to start off, let me just say the problem that we have right now with coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, is that it's a new virus. It's a new disease. So we do not know exactly what it does. And we are mainly, especially for us who are in Zimbabwe, we are mainly basing our evidence on other countries that have had more experience in terms of the pandemic. So we mainly have to rely with statistics that are out there, like in places like China, the UK, and so forth. So I think our ministry has done about 604 tests, and 17 have been found to be positive, and 3 people have unfortunately demised. And as you rightly said, about 9 patients of those that have tested positive are under the age of 35. So in the long and short of it, let me just say the statistics is too small for us to conclude that it's mainly affecting people who are under the age of 35 in Zimbabwe. And also, it's more likely to be a coincidence, because if you read the brief summaries that are given on each and every patient, you will see that there is a history of travel. There is also a history of contact with someone who had recently traveled or contact with someone who actually demised from the condition. So, unfortunately, I'm afraid to say that it's not adequate statistics to conclude that this virus is mainly affecting people who are under the age of 35 in Zimbabwe.
Now, Doc, you mentioned, Kuti, thus far 604 people have been tested for coronavirus. Majority, of course, have tested negative, only 17 have tested positive. Considering the fact that over 600 people have been in and out of the country throughout this time, excluding the lockdown period, of course, is this enough testing to ensure Kuti vanavana chirwereji or chirwereji is not spreading in the country?
I'm afraid this is not enough testing. I think the thing is, to Takaita lockdown, and also we're supposed to do testing, like rampant testing throughout the period. So what happens when we have a lockdown, if you contracted the virus before the lockdown, the symptoms are supposed to manifest, and then you're supposed to communicate with the authorities and then get tested, and then the procedures go on from there. But unfortunately, I think the number that we have had, 604, is really a small number. Because if you see in South Africa, they had that first case in Cape Town, I think in Khayelitsha. And 2 weeks later, they had more than 500 tests done. But we have done 604 tests since we had our first case. So I believe this is a really small number, and we need to test more. We might be actually getting false confidence, saying that the virus is not spreading. Yet people are going out, they are positive, but haven't been tested. So this is a really small number. As compared to what the rest of the region is doing.
Zvino, Doc, mungatitsanangurira kuti tiri kunyatsonetsa chii apa sezvo manyatsobata mukati vanhu vari kutestwa vashomane nezvikurusa. Chii chiri kunyatsonetsa apa? Why vasiri kungofamba vachitesta? Inyaya yemaresources here chiri kunyatsonetsa chii?
Chiri kuitika ndechekuti, as you know, I think most of the information that we're getting is from the Minister of Health. They are the ones who know exactly the number of test kits they have and so forth. So, in particular, for coronavirus, test netwa inonzi iyo PCR, polymerase chain reaction. That is the one that is almost 100% specific. So, such that if someone is tested and tests positive, ndiyo test chayo chayo yaka nyanyo ratidza kuti ndiyo inobata chirwere ichi. So, according to the ministry, last week they said they had like at most 500 kits that they had to test the virus. So that's why the test hasn't been done as much. But I think they said they are doing more work so as to get more reagents in the country so that they get to test more. So we are hoping that by the time or as soon as possible, we're going to be having more test kits in the country. I saw a post today by the Minister of Information saying they are aiming to do more than 20,000 tests by the end of this month, not knowing if it's possible or not. But I think we need to have those reagents in the country as soon as possible so that all the criteria for testing are taken into account.
Tamboridzawo imwe video apo tachinzwa Dr. Obadiah Moyo, Minister of Health, vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti they're going to be using different hospitals, atingati nechirungu ba isolation centers, kunenge kuchitingati kurapwa kwechirwere ichi checoronavirus. Nemaonero enyu idanho rakanaka here, sezvo tichitarisa nyaya yekuti mumahospitals aya muzvipatara izvi. It's not just kuparinyato, it's not just vanhu vane coronavirus chete, kune vanhu vanenge vane flu nezvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Is this the right move towards I guess treating or curbing coronavirus munyika? Mungati idanho rakanaka here rero?
All right, I think chekutanga, let me go back to the fact yandataura pa when we started to say that this is a new virus. It's new to everyone. So we do not know exactly how it functions per se. So I'm expressing my own opinion here when it comes to making Parinyatwa an isolation center. The challenge that we are going to face is that at Parinyatwa we see different patients. And Parinyatwa at the moment is already overwhelmed by other patients with other conditions. So, and then they're saying, we only heard news this week. We haven't been informed how exactly it's going to be run or how exactly we are going to do it. But they say they were going to partition the hospital such that COVID cases are take another section. But what I'm saying, we need measures to make sure that we prevent cross-infection. Because as long as someone is already in the hospital, it means they are vulnerable to get infected. So the main challenge is to say, do we have the adequate support system to say we're going to prevent those patients with corona from infecting the patients who do not have coronavirus? And like I was saying, most of our information or most of what we have been, we know about the virus, we've been getting from other countries. And what we've seen other countries do, they are making isolation units far from other hospitals or other patients with different conditions. Like what we saw in China, Vaka Vaka Hospital Yao, in a week, separate from other hospitals. What we saw, what we're seeing in the UK now, they have a separate hospital altogether that is just dealing with coronavirus patients. So for us to go down this route, it's going to be new because other people are not taking the same route. So we need to have the adequate system in terms of how we are going to be disinfecting the place, the environment. How are we going to be managing the inflow and outflow of patients, with making sure that people are not contaminated or do not contract the virus. And also the second problem that this gives us is it shows that most of our health workers are going to be somewhat exposed to the virus, especially whether or not you are directly involved with what? With patients with COVID-19. And that will bring about a risk in terms of having health workers contract the virus and to some extent or die from the condition. And we are already understaffed. We are already understaffed. So this means if, let's say, in Italy, there are 50 medical practitioners died from the virus. If 50 doctors die in Zimbabwe, that's a really huge chunk in terms of percentage of people working in the health sector. So I'm yet to see the full details from the minister and the Minister of Health on how we are going to be conducting it and how we are going to prevent cross-infections in the hospital. Personally, talking on behalf of myself, I do not, with some of the people I've been facility, like Wilkins or St. Anne's or what, it would have been better. And then we focus our resources and our manpower that is directly involved with COVID patients, such that we do not have cross-infection. Because as it stands, I think we really need a good support system to support the structure that they are going to implement.
All right. Ngatichibatai nyaya zviri kuitika kumisika yakasiyana siyana. We saw last week Mbare Msika reopen. And we've spoken to a lot of medical practitioners. I'm keen to hear what you have to say. And a lot of them feel as though that is just a field day for coronavirus waiting to happen. What is your take on that?
I think it's a bad move. From what we have been noticing is happening around the world, we see with coronavirus, the best form of treatment is actually prevention. And especially for us who are coming from resource low settings, we have to prevent the virus from spreading by any means necessary. So the problem that this will give is that we are going to start exposing a lot of people to the virus. Vanhu vakawanda vanokwanisa kubata utachiona kumisika izodzo. Enge taona kuti utachiona uyu unospreada necontact, also unospreada kuma crowded places. So I think this is a really bad move, and I think we should reconsider or find ways to go around it to make sure that people can sell their produce without actually having to crowd a place. So I think this is we should find a way to do it differently. I don't think this is...
Now, Docs Mendeza, whilst on the same issue, I've also spoken to, you know, young farmers who... For them, of course, it's an exciting notion because, number one, they get to sell their produce in the Makayo City. If they don't get to sell their produce, but that aside, they are also concerned about their health measures being taken. A lot of them are advising that, social distancing be something that's enforced at these areas. They're also advising different people are going to be selling at these markets to A. So let's try to spread out the amount of people that are selling at different. That aside, they also are advising people to sanitize A so that she, and then they touch it. Is this something that you think would be advisable in the right direction?
Oh, well, I think if they then go ahead with what they're deciding to do to open up the markets, it will be really important for everyone to take preventative measures so that they don't get to contract the virus. So also another thing, I know people are saying sanitizer is the best, but actually it has been seen that soap and water is actually the best in terms of preventing people from contracting the virus. Why? Because the virus is made up of a DNA, which is at the center, and a fatty layer that surrounds the virus, which is best destroyed by soap. So it's actually better to use soap rather than to use sanitizer as much as you can. So if you don't have soap, that's when you can use hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. And if they are going to go ahead with opening the market, I think it will be best for people to at least, if they can, wear face masks or homemade masks if you can make one at home. Because in the chance that you might have the virus, it will prevent you from dropping droplets on surfaces or on other directly or to other people. So all the preventative measures should be taken. But I would say, in my own opinion, representing myself, I would say I don't think it's wise to open up these markets at this point in time, whereby we haven't even taken control of the few cases that we have.
Dr. Chichitarisa Zhurubichwa name Nika Zagasiana Siana, especially in Africa, South Africa being one of the places that are hardest hit. We recently saw President Cyril Ramaphosa extending the 21 days by another 2 weeks. Considering the fact that Zimbabwe seems to be trailing in the same direction, number cases seem to be slowly increasing, the amount of people testing positive are slowly increasing, the amount of people who are dying because of COVID-19 are slowly increasing. Would you suggest something similar for the lockdown to be extended?
You see, the situation in South Africa at the moment, they have the lockdown in place, but you can see they are also testing patients. I think over 80,000 patients have been tested in South Africa. So a lockdown works hand in hand with adequate testing as well, so that you help to flatten the cave. I'm sure you've heard about the term flattening the cave. This means we want to decrease the number of cases. We might end up going in that direction, depending on the number of tests that we are going to be doing and seeing where the epicenter in our country is. So I think right now what we need to do before we jump to conclusion is actually to start contact tracing and also to start testing people. And this will give us a better reflection of where exactly is the epicenter in Zimbabwe, where is the virus being transmitted the most. So we might end up going in the same direction because regionally, South Africa and us, we're in the same region. So which means what they are experiencing, we are most likely to experience as well. So I see us going in that direction if we do not start testing people as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's coming in the family? What the rest of the Gushel of Savasa Moshe? Nasi Mchirongwa, it's Kubatanese, Tureche coronavirus, Gushel of Silo Doctor, Chinotan that's Memesa, Uto Waterosa Kulayo, he works at Parinato Hospital. As he tinted in Dava S name as Chene or Limzilu to Hotela, a transistor is sitting on Bonake. In his personal opinion, and Jomo Togotela, I would say Kulmila about Togotela Wonke, Uti and Ubonangani, local Funguens or Mulumendo Uti, and Dama isolation centers in different hospitals. I Uti Kakata Melesi Wak, Amani, especially as CNA, separate hospitals, Uguzi Sevens for Umku Chanelo or coronavirus as Ama isolation centers. I local Funguens or Mulumendo Uti, but Sisu Sevens, a Parinato Hospital. As an isolation center. Nipile ngambuza ngathi yena ubona ngani the amount of testing that's being done in the country, is it enough? Uthi cha 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 Mike, 600 kuphela, it's not enough. Uhulumende kumele azame. Ngiphinde ngambuza udokotela ukuthi last ukuthi ngeviki edlule siyibone uhulumende nikeza i-green lights to abalimi ukuthi bona bazame phela bathengise different goods and so forth. Mkambo HNA, for example, Ngasembare Msika, Ngasenda Ones HNA. Yena uthi, ubona ngani that move. So, umkhuhlane we coronavirus is pending and waiting and waiting. So, sitsheleni phela zilukandaba, lapho kusithumezela imibonweni ku WhatsApp ku nombolo esi +1 202 465 0318 ku WhatsApp. Ukuze lisitshele phela ukuthi libona njani lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni, siyezwa abanye bekhalala besithi izinto azibanga kuhle lapho abakhona, bayazama ngempela ukuhlonipha umthetho kahulumende ukuthi hayi, stay at home, stay at home, stay at home. Sikhuluma nje, we're in week 3 of lockdown. Lockdown iyaphela phela next week. Abantu bathi bayazama ngempela ukuhlonipha umthetho of staying at home, kodwa njengoba udaba lokuselakala kwempuphu njalo udaba lokuselakala kwamanzi bathi kwenza ukuthi kube nzima. So sile ngxoxo esiyenze lo mnumzana uNkosikhona Dibiti. Dibiti is a broadcaster, he is the founder of Community Podium TV. UDibiti uyasitshela okuningi phela ukuthi izinto zime njani koBulawayo. When we're talking about umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus, for those that don't know, Bulawayo also has a couple of cases of people who have tested positive for COVID-19. So uDibiti uyangitshela okuningi esithi abantu khanya ngani sebesesaba, because before bathole umkhuhlane lo we COVID-19, before there were any cases, kuthiwa abantu didn't understand ngempela ukuthi how serious is umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Ngiyabona ukuthi udokotela Simemeza is back. Doc, can you hear me now? Are you back on the program? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect. Glad to have you back. Right. Now, I was highlighting several different things, and we were about to move forward the conversation, and I want to talk about another thing that seems to be highlighted, and then we're going to have to wrap up. Last week, Tuesday, we saw government giving the green light to herbalists. They said, there you go. Try out. Let's see how it works. Are you able to help with this issue of coronavirus? Considering the fact that as we speak, there is no cure for coronavirus. As medical practitioners, what do you think of this?
Okay, I read the article, and it seemed as if it was saying that the government is giving go-ahead for herbalists to try find a cure for the virus. I think this is a really risky position to try out things. Was like I said before, we do not know what this virus can do. And let me give you an example. China is one of the main hubs of herbalists. It has the most experienced and the most herbalists in the world. So if they failed to contain this virus using that particular direction, I don't think we are going to succeed as well. So I think it's a dangerous way to do it. If we are looking for a curative measure towards coronavirus. But if they say the herbalists are coming in terms of giving people advice on what herbs to take that can boost your immune system based on studies that have been done, that would be a good move. But if they come in the approach of trying to get a cure for the virus that they haven't even seen or they haven't used the herbs on, I don't think it's time to experiment. I think it's time to work with what has been proven and help mitigate this problem as soon as possible. I don't think it's time to be starting to experiment on a virus.
All right. What did we are showing him? He doesn't think it's time to experiment. It's not time. What exactly works? All right, Dr. Zemeza, unfortunately, our time is up. But thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program. I really appreciate you taking time out. Thank you so much, Chief. So, Maria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from uDokotela Chinotenda Zimemeza. We are showing him Bela Ndagawa, Bunza, Dr. Zimemeza. Ngombono wabo lokho ukuthi uhulumeni has given a green light to ama herbalists ukuthi bazame bona ukubona ukuthi what can they akhona in ama herbs that they can use ukuthuthukisa phela immune system ukuze abantu babone ngani bazame ukulwisana ngalo umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Dr. Sibebeza ukuthi bona njengama ama medical practitioners babona ngani uhulumende should wait a little bit. Kumele baqale phela umhlaba wonke jikelele uthole i-cure for i-coronavirus before they experiment. Uthi ngesikhiwa uthi this is not time for experimentation. Murenzi Bapuwe, unfortunately, makachira chongwa chile chile chidiki uhlelo di connection lilami uMike Bowe, but unfortunately, mtsakazo mohle, this is a pre-recorded program, so you cannot join the program as we usually do, lapho lishayeli ngwengo. Kodwa lapho kusimezela imibono yenu phezu kwalolu hlelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 ndiyo number yamokwanisa kuthithumela mashoko enyu kwawhatsapp kuti muthiudzoka kuti kwamuri zvinhu zviri kufamba sei. Tapinda kamu week 3 yechirongwa chehurumende chelockdown 21 days and abvunza Dr. Zimemeza kuti nemaonero avo zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka here vakati tichiona kanyaya yeti yemanumbers ari kungoendera mberi achikwira, there's a possibility yekuti ivo sema health experts vari kuona kunge hurumende inokwanisa kutora danho rakatorwa nenyika yesouth africa, rakatorwa nemutungamiriri wesouth africa Cyril Ramaphosa, apo takaona South Africa yanga ichifanira kupedza 21 days dzavo musi wa 16 asi mutungamiriri wenyika akati bodo chimbomirai ngatiwedzerei dzimwe 2 weeks. Saka tiudzewo maonero enyu pawhatsapp panumber dzinoti +12024650318 makatirira chirongwa chedu chive chidiki uhlelo the connection ndinami uMike Bowe.
Chipanda poe kama nguma wiza amekwaido artist aka Mr. Nkulumi sikiwa nge Veneti. Guys, COVID-19 abaibiza nge corona inte kona pambili nge social distancing askeze nye zanja always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Shout out to my guy there, Uma Wiza, there's one and there, which even Abashale Bede, the Bonabaya, Samanga, Benabaya, Cheluzu, Luzi, and Kizamoko, Kizamoko, Manzosa, Tauwakana, Doctor Slemezanzi, Shalisa is simple, which of Mukizamoko. Now, Zimbabwe Mushe, you know, I have another person joining me, Igushelu, Lavasakula, and Nasim Chongba, Undimusari, the actual Savage, Westangano, their roots. Now, Roots has been taking to the streets of Zimbabwe, helping the less fortunate. Roots is one of the organizations that have taken it upon themselves, working alongside governments to help these people. Beatrice, welcome to the program. Thank you for taking time out.
Thank you very much, Mike.
How are things, Muruko?
Things are a bit not okay because of the challenges that you've just highlighted. Every day we are getting stress calls, messages, people saying we are dying of hunger. Atina chekupavana, we are on air, vizitashaya chekuchika, na sangurari la mfura, va itashaya chekuita. So it's really a difficult situation, people being in lockdown without anything to put on their tables now.
Mm-hmm. Now, fortunately, there's people like you. You're not alone. Of course, there's other organizations that have fund GoFundMes and so forth and so forth. But I've seen people personally attest to the work that you guys have done. How many people have you guys helped thus far, and what's the plan moving forward? I mean, there's 1 week left for lockdown.
So far, we have supported 201 families with our food bags. The plan is to actually just scale up and continue to support families that are in need. And we're very thankful for your program, because when you aired the program sometime last week, we actually managed to get other people whom we would have missed. Like, we got a group of 42 women in Epworth, visually impaired, who reached out to us after hearing your radio program. So that's the plan. Our funding or our support is actually based on citizens just coming together to support our initiative and donating. So how much we're going to do is actually dependent on how much people are going to, you know, generously give towards our food packs drive to support people that are affected by this lockdown.
Now, tichitarisa ndagotaura na umwe dokotora kuti pane mukana ivo sema medical practitioners, they are hoping that mutungamiriri wenyika might extend the lockdown, seeing as though the numbers are still going up. If there is an extension, imi sesangano, are you going to continuously be going out there in the communities helping people?
Yes, definitely. We will continue to protect our staff members so that they do not get affected by coronavirus as much as possible. They've protective clothing, and we make sure that we also don't transmit any virus to the communities that we're working with. But definitely there's a need. We have met members of the community who are like very vulnerable, as I'm saying. I was really touched by that group of visually impaired women who said, we actually rely on, you know, begging daily in the CBD of Harare, but now that there's a lockdown, we don't have anything to give our families. So as an organization, we have just agreed, and the board, that we are going to continue to support families as much as we can. We've also approached our funding partners to say, hey, the funding that we have, that we had planned to do community dialogues and stuff like that, can we channel that money towards, you know, providing emergency food bags? Like I'm saying, some of the key issues that are affecting people now, we have received a lot of cases of gender-based violence where women have reached us to us needing a temporary shelter, and they're coming to the shelter with their children as well. So all besides the families that, or individuals that we're supporting that are in the community, we have people that are now at our GBV shelter and children that are now at our GBV shelter that are also in need of food and clothing. So we're just going to continue if the president extends the lockdown, we're just going to support for that period as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beatrice, unfortunately, my time is running out. I wish I could have had you for longer. But there's people who are probably watching and listening like last time who are dying to get assistance from Roots. So as we wrap up our interview and our conversation, could you tell the people where they can find more info on Roots, and who exactly are you guys prioritizing? Because your organization, Roots, mainly works with the women, uplifting women rights.
So if people need information, they can reach us on phone number 0776-542-583. They can text or call on that number, or they can visit our Facebook page, Roots Africa, or they can reach us on Twitter, Roots_Africa, for those who want to support and those who need support.
All right. Thank you so much, Mujare Savage. You heard the Sanganare Roots Vane Chirongwa Chavo, Upo Varku Patsira, Vanar Sangana, Netambu Tsiko, Rekushaiko Kwempura. Uye Je, Eva Nukati, Varumu Zimbomo, Vane Kotsurutaus of Kumpunikizwa, Roots Africa, Vane Shelter, Ukoachange. They are looking to house people who are looking for assistance in that respect. Sakati Pinam Chirongwa Mure Zimbabwe Muchu Zoma Wondering, Monoquanza Chumira, Emma Shopping, WhatsApp number +12024650318. Magati Rachirongwa Chirichi Iki, Ushelo T connection Lilami Umai Kuhobe, Silusi Zulganda Ushelo Lolu is not live, Neget Asukwani is Wuletula Ushelo Lolu Njeng and so we need the Shailungo and Kumbuda and Pela Zulugandaba. I wish you guys to call in sixoxe phela ngobunenge bethu njengabontanga njengabantu abasakhulayo kodwa i-coronavirus is very jealous because of i-COVID-19 I'm working straight from home kodwa lakho ukusithumezela imibono yenu ku WhatsApp kunombolo ethi That was Jazz Signal Muri Zimbabwe, Jazz Signal partnering up with Roots Africa. That footage was courtesy of Roots Africa. Manzoka, kuna chila rans, kezaimaoko, zitsivire Muri Zimbabwe, play your role. Now, earlier on, I mentioned how I've spoken to Abantu in the NSGNA. Okukala, what you do that from now, Govula Wayo, Tine Urukuru Yatakaita, na Nkosikona TVT of Community Podium TV. Nkosikona basically breaks it down. Ugutigashagasha Govula Wayo, going to do that from now. How are people embracing in the local Guen Zagalayo, Govula Wayo, when we're talking about Umkutane local coronavirus? So let's head over to the interview I did over the weekend on Nkosikona TVT. Was a straight over name. All right, Mr. Tiviti, welcome to The Connection. How are you doing, Chief?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking time out. How are things where you guys are when speaking about COVID-19?
A few challenges is hard to say with the COVID-19. In terms of water amounts, it's a good 96-hour water shedding. And lakona, kulama issues of ukuthi impupu, which is one of the key things. Abantu abazifuna ekudleni lapha azitholakali. So when the lockdown was announced, it was announced on a Friday night, if I remember well, into effect on Sunday midnight into Monday. So many people panicked, some had not prepared for it, and then there was a spare of milk queues where everyone was thinking, if I don't get it today, we might never get it because it has been in short supply for some time. Then versus Kangeli Dabazamanzi, where people still have to go and look for water. Those are the key issues. COVID-19, we have to wash our, the message we are sending out is wash your hands, make sure you stay at home, which has been impossible a bit, not practical for especially our residents. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are the founder of our community podium TV, Govulawayo, which means you are partaking in the role of ukufundisa abantu okuningi mayelana nalomkhuhlane. How are people taking in this information? Njengoba usanda ukusho ukuthi abantu are still going out ngobunengi babo beyodinga impupho, beyodinga amanzi, and so forth.
Yeah, as Community Podium TV, versus can say a process of kulumisana lezakhamizi sifundisana ukuthi hayi badala into okuthiwa i-coronavirus asonto yokudlala into ekhona into kumele ukuthi sibone ukuthi siyajinja impilo zethu here and there to make sure ukuthi asifi siphele sonke. So abadala have been responsive to that, but the major stumbling block has been issues of milling, where everyone was actually going all out. giving that excuse kuthi inside impupho, but thina sithi no, nxa umuntu esiyadinga impupho asezenini i-social distancing lakhona. I-social distancing means ukuthi umuntu singabambani, singathintani, sigcwale endaweni eyi-1, silayinele impupho, asimenini, sitshiyelaneni i-space ngoba sikwazi utholayo ngubani ezintweni ezinjalo. So those are the issues, and unfortunately water shedding is not going anywhere, even if we have COVID-19. So we have to accept lakhona ukuthi sesikhulumisana lezakhamizi ukuthi hayi, in our observations sesibona ukuthi abantu abazali bathumela abantwana kakhulu kuyadinga amanzi. Bazali thumelani nabantu abakhulileyo abazwisisayo ukuthi kwenzakalayo, kuyenzwa leleyo social distancing futhi eziboraneni emanzini.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've highlighted ukuthi people are, you know, faced by certain challenges ukuqeda ukuswelakala kwamanzi and impuphu. Is there anything that's being done either by government or local municipalities to help people with these challenges when we're talking about udaba lokuswelakala kwempuphu and amanzi?
We have received communication from Grain Millers Association that they have put Bulawayo into zones. That is coming into effect like on Monday. So we are hoping, and we've been in touch with community leaders in various wards in the sample that we can access to say, okay, but what's going on? And they've confirmed that they've received communication from the police that they will assist people in terms of indaba ze social distancing. But we refuse to go ama residents ancedise kakhulu, of which we've gotten feedback from councillor. And also ama leaders, ama residents. So that communication is there, which kuncedisa labazali ukuthi bebekwazi nge Tuesday ikhona impupho, but bazancedisana nama police ukuthi kube le social distancing. And then on the water issue, ukancil is saying ukuthi khona bazaba lama water bowsers. So those are some of the follow up issues that we have at hand to check what's going on, to help communities and see the gaps esingakhava khona in terms of knowledge sharing lama communities to sinanzelela ukuthi khona esiboraneni kungathi kungcono ukuhamba abantu abadala kungathunyelwa abantwana as usual ukuthi hamba uthatha amanzi uphenduke hamba uthatha amanzi ngoba laba akulahlelo esingathi khona bangathola information yaleyo masinya nxa bengasafundiswanga ngabazali repetitively ukuthi bazwisise ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Now, Diviti, let's move forward beyond just the residents themselves. You guys as journalists, we've spoken to several different journalists, and one of the biggest pleas seems to be that when President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced Uwuti there's going to be a lockdown, he highlighted certain people that are going to be part of what they're calling essential services. Journalists are amongst those. However, journalists are still going about highlighting the city. Making it very difficult for them to conduct their business as journalists. Have you experienced something similar or heard of something similar?
Yes, I've heard of something similar through IMISA Zimbabwe. So, ngingathi thina as an organization, that is sesisebenza with caution in terms of we said to ourselves we are not going to go beyond, because our residential areas and areas where we can access easily without crossing the barricades that have been put by the police, because journalists, unions that represent journalists have been calling for a confirmation by the government of Zimbabwe that media is an essential service, and we only have 2019 press cards. There is no one with 2020 press cards. So that government has to confirm so that these security services can also note that, because the reports we are getting, I think it's not going to be easy for us as we do our work, and we are greatly affected even as ourselves, because we have to sebenza with caution. Whatever you have, you don't really feel okay covering a certain story in a minimal queue. We are on the lookout, actually, like literally. You rather do mobile phone and quickly do what you have to do and disappear, which is not good for what we are trying to do in terms of sharing information with izakhamizi and helping in this fight.
All right. Zulukandaba, that was Unkosi Khona DVD, Community Podium TV. For those that are looking for the interview there, we're going to be uploading it on our Facebook pages. Lingakotunjalo is going to be available on our three Facebook pages. VOA and VOA Studio 7, Shange Triple, forget about VOA Shona. Saka mchange, if I don't upload that, chirongwa ichi, aiwa, mure Zimbabwe, msakangano kutinya paye, pakanzi share, kuchwa kutuwa ne chirongwa ichi, no one do, we do. Now, earlier on, Msalazo Moshe, you saw me speaking, lo, piyachu salaj, ke oen tangani, so air roots, bona, bati, ba, the balo shelo, olu chonge, ugu chuchugisa, ugu siza, abantu, who need assistance in Mansis Kulmangan Tabasimpupu in Tabanjalos of Salagalagamanzi? You heard Upiashi say, Kasisa is one of their helps Abantu Abaning in Bela, and recently Abantu who are blind were helped in Ali Airport. But now, is Zalanis in Zimbabwe all over the world are trying by all means, you know, to fundraise in Mali to ensure Uguti Abotogotela Bona they get the necessary protective gear that they need. Njalo Batola Pela Ama masks, those that are in need will be getting Uguta and so forth. Omunyo Abo, Mumzana Ufarai Amuvuti, Ufarai is based in Ale Engilandi. Engilandi is Zalanis Zimbabwe have recently launched a GoFundMe page. Lapo, they're looking to fundraise £5,000. Which is going to be sent to Zimbabwe, which targets, like I mentioned, helping doctors with protective gear, masks, the gloves, so forth, and those that are in need of food during this lockdown process. That money will also be used for the same reasons. Let's head over to an interview that I did, Lofarai Mufuti, over the weekend. Ask Ele Pelogneni, Malanalulu Shelo. Farai, welcome to our youth program. How are you doing, brother?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I hope you're well, and hoping that the lockdown situation is working well for you as you try to, you know, find a rationale in all of this.
We're doing all right so far. How's your name, Gilan?
England, it's okay. So far, you know, of course, the numbers are going up, but if we are to take what the government is saying with confidence, they really are trying to flatten the curve. So there's been a sharp rise, and they're anticipating that it will rise in the next week or two yet again. And they're hoping that by then they'll have contained it. So I think, you know, in light of everything, you know, one can merely just hope and wait and see how what the outcomes are. But so far we're safe. We are good. Of course, a few family members are affected, so I have direct connection to it. So we're also trying to see how they are responding to treatment as well. So it's hard times, but at the same time we have to remain hopeful. So hence why this call is important as well.
So I brought here so we could talk a little about the fundraising that you guys have going on. I know you guys set up a GoFundMe page where you guys are raising, you know, some money to, of course, you're going to tell us more, but to help people back home. Could we delve into that? I was wondering, what exactly is this GoFundMe page for? Who exactly are you guys targeting?
Okay, so great question. So what happened is that the COVID Zim diaspora sort of campaign came about by a number of people that have been engaging in the community. So you have community leaders such as people from a company called Team Zimbabwe, which are quite prominent in the UK, Tengai Online, which is also quite an established business here that also facilitates money transfers and grocery purchases from the UK to in Zimbabwe, and a couple of other legal entities that are within the executive committee of the actual organizing committee. And so all these different community sectors came together and thought, well, let's try and do our bit, considering that, you know, we have relatives back home, we have a strong nexus back home, and we want to see Zimbabwe being more prepared. It's inspired by, of course, all the other community teams that are based in the United States and South Africa that are equally doing the same thing. So we wanted to be the UK response that does that. So we quickly connected with government officials. We had a discussion with the minister at health level, and we spoke to people like Mangujiga to understand what are the areas. But more so, it's also a team of healthcare workers as well. So the head of the health committee side of things is Dr. Agatha, who is equally quite well versed with the health element of it and the sense of urgency thereof. So we thought we'll come together and then to try to raise not only just awareness but to fundraise with the target of £5,000 to go towards the critical areas of need back home, which is PPE and supporting the wage bill as well as the social welfare fund that will go towards those who are currently incapacitated as a consequence of the current lockdown.
Now, I you mentioned the target itself, £5,000. Why is the target 5,000?
So in terms of what the calculations were, current calculations were focused on mainly on healthcare equipment. So we're looking at allocating about £3,000 towards PPE equipment, and then the rest going toward contributing towards the National Support Welfare Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And we deemed it to be we thought to factor in the issue of people not being able to go to work and the financial capacity of people being very limited. So we wanted to be practical with our financial expectations and our financial goals. So we wanted to also, bearing in mind that we are also global citizens by virtue of us being in the UK, but we thought that it would be good for us being in a developed country that whose healthcare facilities are funded by our tax and public funding to leverage that advantage whereby in Zimbabwe it is in the same situation. So we thought let's cap it at a place that is practical and something that we can quickly raise and quickly contribute to equally help flatten the curve in Zimbabwe. So that's really what the rationale behind the size of the amount.
All right, that was the Mnumzana Ufarai Muvuti, or Zim Diaspora Response Fundraising. It's a long list of Zimbabwe's pillar. Nale Engilandi. These are Zimbabweans who set up a GoFundMe page. Check it out. Mthokazomuhle. Zim Diaspora Response Fundraising COVID-19. Thus far, they have fundraised £1,035. The goal is £5,000. The full interview is going to be available in general on our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. Magatira chilungwa chile chile chitiki. Mthokazomuhle. Zimbabwe. Uhlelo The Connection. Lilami uMike Wobe.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Wanele kwa namhlanje mthokazo mohle Zimbabwe omohle tashuka kumagumo echongwa chedu cha nasi chirongwa The Connection moyeneni Mike Wobe. Quick recap as we wrap up the conversation. Nasi chirongwa changa chibata nyaya yezvechirwere che coronavirus umkhuhlane we coronavirus. As we speak mthokazo mohle Zimbabwe omohle kulabantu abayi 17 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the country. 3 people have passed away, and of those 17, 9 bangabantu abasakhulayo under the age of 35. Sikhuluma nje, the Ministry of Health have informed the public ukuthi 604 people have been tested for coronavirus, 587 people have tested negative, and like I mentioned again, 17 positive and 3 have passed on. Kwane lokho namhlanje muri eZimbabwe umthakazo mohle tashuka kumagumo echirongwa chedu cha nasi. Ngakhohlwa phela zilukandaba ukuthi this program is going to be available on our 3 Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona Shange Triple, zvakare pa VOA Studio 7. Saka pachino upload chirongwa aiwa mtsakanga nokutinya paye pakanzi share kuitwa kutuone chirongwa chine uwandu wedu. Wende ndo kwa namusha, chashuka kumakumwe chirongwa chetu cha nasi. Anukoneka ine mfaro, ndino wenyu Mike Hove, msakangano, ndino popa Twitter, nipa Instagram, at BigMy3, BigMyke3. Saka wandoda kukurukuna nini, unukwa nisa dibata ipapo. Mure Zimbabwe, mashoko enyu, chumirai pa WhatsApp, pa +1 202 465 0318. Ngo yangu ndia jganana, anukoneka ine mfaro, chosangana same place, same time, same place next week. Bye-bye!